Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf has assured Afghanistan that his country shares Kabul's commitment to rooting out Taliban insurgents. But Mr. Musharraf did acknowledge Taliban insurgents have been using Pakistan's remote tribal areas to launch cross-border attacks inside Afghanistan. The Pakistani leader was addressing a gathering of senior Afghan military commanders and government officials, including Afghan President Hamid Karzai, Thursday morning.
There are Al-Qaeda and Taliban in both Afghanistan and Pakistan. Certainly they are crossing from Pakistan's side and causing bomb blast and terrorist activity in your country. We know they are doing this, but the question is that this is not sponsored. We are doing our best.
Afghan officials have repeatedly accused Islamabad of not doing enough to stop Taliban and Al-Qaeda militants from establishing bases in Pakistan and launching cross-border raids. Mr. Musharraf said Thursday that Pakistan has already deployed 80,000 troops to the border area and arrested more than 300 Taliban insurgents this year alone, handing most of them over to the Afghan government. Mr. Musharraf said Pakistan has also lost more than 400 of its own soldiers in its fight to secure the region and repeated an offer to help fence off and mine the border area. The Pakistan president's comments come as Afghanistan confronts a dramatic rise in insurgent activity. Taliban militants have staged a series of offensives and targeted killings that have destabilized much of the country. Speaking Thursday alongside Pakistan's president, Afghan leader Hamid Karzai said most of the fighting is in areas bordering Pakistan and pressed Mr. Musharraf for greater assistance.
We are seeking your help to bring us more safety and security. It is not accusation. It is not blaming. It is asking a brother for help so that both can live in prosperity.
Afghanistan faces its bloodiest year since 2001 when a U.S.-led coalition ousted the hardline Taliban regime. Separately Thursday, NATO's top military commander called for reinforcements in southern Afghanistan as fighting there intensifies. General James Jones of the U.S. Marines says alliance forces in the Taliban's traditional stronghold are meeting unanticipated resistance from the insurgents. Jones told reporters that NATO commanders on the ground in the area are seeking several hundred additional troops and more air support, including combat-ready helicopters. NATO took over security operations in the region from the United States on July 31st. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.